Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
No one can doubt that we are exposed to images today that would have been unheard of just a few decades ago. We are bombarded through the so-called entertainment media, covers on magazines as we stand in the checkout aisle, ads on television, the internet, and even magazines that in years past were considered family-friendly. We're also assaulted as we walk through the aisles of stores, particularly in certain departments. The goal is to desensitize us. Even as a frog is not thrown into a pot of boiling water, because it will jump out, but is put in water that he's comfortable in, and the pot is slowly turned up until he's finally cooked, and he doesn't even realize what's happening. Are we in America that frog? My guests today are Jack and Kendra Hamlet of Lebanon County, and they're going to relate how they successfully had offensive images removed from a local Walmart there in Lebanon County. Thanks, Jack and Kendra, for being with us.
Yes, no, good afternoon.
Yeah, we just have Jack on to begin with, then we'll have Kendra on in a few minutes. So how did this all begin with the local Walmart there? And was it in the city of Lebanon? Where was it?
Yes, there's one Walmart for the city of Lebanon.
Okay.
And this would have taken place starting in the fall, probably about a year ago.
Oh.
And then my wife and I, we were shopping there, and we were near the ladies' clothing section. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a young boy, often I would, you know, encounter some of these things, and I went so much to take a stand,
mm-hmm.
because I know our founding fathers in a second, you know, they despised that kind of wickedness, but my parents, you know, they didn't want me taking, you know, making an uproar or getting somebody upset or something, so I didn't have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now as a young man, a married man, you know, I said to Queen Kendra, we're going to do something, and we had, in their, undergarment section for the women, they had around approximately 30 almost full-size pictures of women, you know, undressed.
So they were actually pictures?
They were pictures. They were photographs, not paintings
okay.
or something. They were actual
uh-huh.
photographs. And the way I see it, no man or woman should go through there, let alone little children or anything else. And I think of when Adam and Eve, you know, in the Garden of Eden, they ate the forbidden fruit,
mm-hmm.
and their eyes were open, and they realized they were naked.
Right.
And they hid from God, you know, because
right.
they knew they were naked, and God made clothes for them.
Mm-hmm.
But as you made reference to,
yeah.
you know, in the 1800s, early 1900s, women's dresses were always high-necked and full-lap, and, of course, the men were fully clothed because
right.
it was both of them.
Right.
So we were very insensitive to this. I probably felt like Don Brown, you know, when he would see some of the slaves, you know, there in
mm-hmm.
Virginia or wherever. And so I said to Queen Kendra, we're going to make a complaint, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we went ahead and got a manager at that point and wrote a complaint down. And I would say we were not mean or disrespectful, but we were very firm, you know.
Right.
And submitted our complaint. And it was sometime later when we ended up, they called us and said, okay, you'll have a meeting with a couple of our managers here at the store. And I'll leave my wife, Queen Kendra, to give the details of that for later.
Mm-hmm.
But in time, the management was very receptive, much more so than we expected.
Yeah.
It was interesting. There was a Mennonite store that had the pornography display, and when we had made a complaint there, they got very mad. And
a Mennonite store?
Mennonite store.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a Mennonite store where they, you know, require their women to wear tape dresses
mm-hmm.
and all, but it was the same type of thing they had there that was at Walmart.
Oh, my goodness.
And when we made a complaint there, they got mad at us and were mean to us. But there at Walmart, the management was very receptive.
Well, that's good. You know, because I know that we, as a society, are becoming more and more desensitized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tragic because, you know, I've seen so much when I've attended, like, Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade and even Folsom Street Fair in Philadelphia, in San Francisco, California, where they don't wear clothes. They wear boots and a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And parents take their young children to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are becoming desensitized even to where some people believe walking down the streets of San Francisco with no clothes on, with nothing on but a hat and boots is okay. And it's things like this, where you have pictures in a respected department store,
mm-hmm.
that adds to the desensitization of our culture.
It is, and it's destroying the culture. And it's,
yes.
You know, it's like when I was in grade school, I had a teacher say, you know, someone becomes a police officer, and the first time somebody is murdered, he's shocked. But after 20 years of being a policeman in the city, it doesn't shock him
anymore.
It becomes hardened.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we see happening, for sure.
But in any case, after we, you know, we had reception there from the management, but it seemed like they would need to hear from more than just us, you
mm-hmm.
know, to be willing to change that.
Right.
And so, you know, thinking back to the Fairness Bill battle, which was where my wife and I actually met,
mm-hmm.
we thought that a petition drive would be ideal again.
Right.
And at the time, we were attending a God's Missionary Church there in Lebanon. And when we had the Fairness Bill petition running, which, of course, we all submitted them together with you there at the Capitol.
Right, in Harrisburg, yeah.
That church at that time had sent like 400 signatures. I think it was 450 signatures,
wow.
against that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, well, this will be ideal, you know, and God's missionary there is a very, you know, still running biblical
right.
and a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and they require their women to wear dresses and all, and we thought, you know, well, this will be easy.
You would have an ally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to our shock, the church, they started to run the petition drive, but then it was like somebody in the church got offended or something, mm-hmm. and they got offended, and they wouldn't continue it.
Wow.
And then, and it also
yeah.
seemed like some people there didn't have any conscience. They,
well, yeah.
one
tragically, when you look at statistics, when it comes to the issue of pornography use,
mm-hmm.
it's just as bad within the church as outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just tragic that that's the case. How God's word has been ignored when it comes to this issue in so many, you know, so many churches in today's world, today's America.
And the pastor's wife, you know, and she only wears long dresses herself. She tried to tell us, oh, it's just advertisement, you know.
Mm.
Well, hogwash, I don't care whether it's advertisement or what. It's wickedness. And like George Washington or George Mason, they would be
very
angry with that type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we actually stopped going to that church because they weren't willing to take a stand, you know, on that, as among other things.
So you had a paper petition?
Yes.
To start with. Is that
yes.
Okay.
And that's actually what we ran was a paper petition, and we ended up getting more. Okay, yes, my wife's reminding me we did do one online as well.
Right.
But it seemed like we ended up getting more petition signatures from folks outside of churches. We're just going to say the Berks County Patriots, somewhere like that, or 11 9 12, you know, political groups.
Right.
And we got more signatures from people like that than from people in the churches, it seemed like. It was bizarre.
Right. That is kind of strange, for sure.
But it just goes to show that the churches, I don't know, a lot of times I dress up in the colonial clothes and give talks on the revivals in colonial America, and then I explain how the churches then, they discipled the people.
Oh, yeah.
They discipled, and when someone gave the heart to the Lord, you know, these other things were corrected, you know, they stopped drinking, they stopped cheating on their wife or her husband, they stopped dressing immodestly.
Because they were taught this was wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not one of the founders was ever divorced, you know. That's my wife putting some notes here that we got something like 30 signatures from the church and 85 from groups that were not the church.
Outside the church.
That's a ratio. That's a bad ratio. Shame on the church.
That's for sure. So you didn't approach the Walmart store with there in Lebanon with thousands of signatures.
No, we didn't. It actually ended up only being 115 or something, but all from people, you know, local here.
Right.
And that was enough. That was sufficient for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hoping to get a lot more. I know if we could have got some churches going.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get any church to take it up.
Yeah.
But it should have been thousands is what it should have been.
Yeah.
You know,
but Walmart management knew that those were probably customers of theirs since they were all local. And to talk about 100 customers who are expressing concern about a display, or in this case, you said like 30 pictures partially nude women. And if around 100 people decide not to go to your store anymore, then that's, you know, that's a big chunk of change.
Yes.
Now, did the petition say that if you don't remove the displays, we would no longer go to your store, spend money at your store?
I need to ask I do not believe it said that specifically.
Okay. Just expressed concern.
It said that we were very concerned and we wanted these things removed.
Okay, good.
But I think it would have been implied. I mean, I know, like, when we made our complaint, like I said, I was not mean and nasty, but I was very firm. I think I was in John Brown or Patrick Henry mode when I made my complaint. So it's pretty obvious that that was going to be it if they didn't comply.
It was obvious that you were not going to go away.
That's correct.
And that's the persistence is what happened. So what about the manager? We're going to talk a little bit to Kendra about the manager and the reaction there.
Yes, we had scheduled a meeting with two of the managers there. There seems to be one manager that's over the entire store, and then there's several other managers that are under him.
Okay.
And we met with two of them. It was a gentleman and a lady, and we walked in, and we had just recently, a couple days before that, had a meeting at the Mennonite store that my husband had referenced earlier, and that went terrible.
It went sour, okay.
Yeah, that one didn't go well. So we went into Walmart expecting, okay, this is going to be some kind of meeting, you know, because if the Mennonite store was like this, what is Walmart going to be like?
Yeah, for sure.
And we went in, and the two managers, they said, well, why don't we go over to the Subway and we'll sit down there. So it was out in public. They didn't have us go into their office, which we were kind of, you know, shocked by that as well.
Right.
We sat down in the Subway. They each had a notebook. They seemed very, you know, genuinely concerned with what we were talking about, and we expressed it to them. And my husband had looked at me, and he said, well, why don't you, you know, explain it from your point of view, why you were offended? And so I did. I started to tell them, you know, well, it offends me to go by and see, you know, that women are being portrayed that way, that they're out there, you know, being exploited that way. I said it offends me that little children are allowed to walk by a store that claims to be family-oriented.
And I'm going to interrupt right quick. But I like the word where you used, don't like it, but you used the correct word, exploited. Women are being exploited through ads like this. You know, they say sex sells. But who is it out there selling that usually? It's the women. So it's the women who are being exploited through these ads, but you're absolutely right. But go ahead. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yes, and so we had expressed that to them, and I had expressed also, you know, my beliefs in modesty and knowing that we were most likely not talking to Christians, but I felt like that was what I needed to share with them, to express to them, you know, as a woman, and as a woman who believes in modesty, this is extremely offensive, and it was very interesting. They weren't mean at all. They didn't make fun. And the woman manager, she had actually looked at me and she said, you know, she said, nobody has ever explained that to me before. I've never heard anything like that.
So they didn't roll their eyes or anything, didn't roll their eyes like they were in disbelief or that anyone's going to complain? They didn't do any of that?
No, okay, no, we were so surprised at this. It's like we went in there expecting the worst, and then she started... The female manager actually started writing notes down as I was talking.
Wow.
And she said, you know, this is completely new to me. And we were blown away by that. Mm.
The Lord had prepared hearts before the meeting, I think.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes. And as we finished our meeting there with them, they had told us, they said, well, they said, and we believe they were truly being honest in this, they said, if it was up to us, we would take them down. They said, right now we would go back and take them down, but we have to go through our chain of command and we have to, you know, take it up to the upper management in Walmart Corporation. Mm-hmm. And then the one manager said, he said, if you get enough people behind you, he said, we can almost guarantee it would be taken care of. And that's whenever we thought, well, here we go. We'll just get a petition going and we'll go ahead and do that. But they were very... very receptive to it. We went in there expecting rolling of eyes and expecting them to call us crazy, you know, and all of that. And none of that happened. The Lord definitely prepared hearts and allowed us to be a witness to them, even in something like that, you know.
That is fantastic. Recently, it would have been the first part of this month, Walmart chose to remove certain offensive magazines from their checkout aisle. Mm-hmm. So they're, I think that Walmart's on the way to cleaning up their act, so to speak.
And, well, that would definitely be good.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, this story out of Lebanon County is, I think, evidence of that. And I'm very, very glad that that they did. So obviously they went to Walmart corporate headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. And yes. What happened? I mean,
we had heard from the female manager shortly after that meeting, and she said we are gonna you know, take your complaint, and we're gonna send it up into the upper management there in Arkansas. And then after that, we didn't hear anything. We collected the petition signatures, and my husband had expressed some of the difficulties that we had with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it took us a little longer than we expected, even just to get that small mm-hmm. amount of signatures. And as we went to deliver those petitions to the management there, we prayed about it. And I often like to say, you know, little as much when God is in it.
Right. That's true.
As we were walking in there, I thought, well, that doesn't seem like very much, but the Lord can definitely use that. And mm-hmm. He most certainly did.
Yeah.
We delivered them. We didn't hear anything at all from them. And we would check periodically. My husband would have me go and see, you know,
right.
has anything been done, you know. And
right.
one time, this just recently, we had been in Walmart, and I said, you know, I said, we haven't checked for a while. Let me run back and see if anything has happened. And sure enough, they were replaced with just plain, the images that were there were replaced with plain gray inserts that some of them have wording on it, you know, explaining what is there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's absolutely no images at all. They have been replaced by just plain gray, and some of them are white inserts there. So that was definitely encouraging.
Yeah.
We were very excited about that.
Oh, for sure. Because really, they don't have to have the images to sell the products. The products are there. They don't have to have those images. It's just something that they were doing. And it's good news out of Lebanon County. And I know that, you know, once you guys found out that management had removed those images, I know that you decided to, what did you decide after that?
Well, we had seen that, and we were both very excited. And we said, well, we need to do something for those managers, because they did an amazing job at handling that and getting that, you know, through. They listened to the people's voices, and they removed those. And so we had sent an email blast out, and we had asked folks that had signed the petition. We're like, we explained to them, you know, we want to do something nice for them. Does anybody have any ideas?
Mm-hmm.
And because we had contemplated a few things, but we hadn't really settled on anything, and we got several ideas, and we ended up deciding on making them a very nice certificate of thanks.
Good.
And framing that and delivering that to the main manager there, Chris Marcheski, and his management staff.
Mm-hmm. Good. And were you able to give it to him personally?
We were not. Whenever we went there, he was in a meeting, but
uh-huh.
the male manager who we had met with first, he was actually there, and we got to present it to him.
Okay.
And we were actually in the customer service area, so again, this was out in public. You know, we told him, you know, we had a certificate there for them, and just thanking them for, you know, what they did
mm-hmm.
there. And the ladies behind the customer service desk, they were like, oh, wow, you know, that's really beautiful. And,
and
you could tell that the manager, I believe his name was Todd,
uh-huh.
The one that we had dealt with originally, he seemed very touched by it. So that was very exciting to see that.
That is fantastic. That's fantastic. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a corporate decision to have all those images in all the stores across the country removed.
Yes.
Since that was, you know, such a success story of Lebanon County. So between the two of you, how can we, as Christians, as Americans, clean up our neighborhoods?
We need to take stands, and there's a couple things I think of, Diane. Number one, the churches have to teach it.
Yeah.
I mean,
honesty.
It was taught years ago.
Yeah.
And, in the days of President William McKinley, he was a dear, sweet Christian, and one author described the White House as a house of holiness
mm-hmm.
when President McKinley and his wife were in the White House.
Yeah.
So it has to be taught by the church. And we Christians have to take stands. We cannot be wimpy. I heard recently that in Oklahoma, a year or two ago, They actually got a bill banning abortion through both houses of the Oklahoma State Legislature,
mm-hmm.
only for the wimpy, worthless, so-called pro-life Republican governor to veto it.
To veto it. Because I'm sure he was afraid of litigation.
But in that case, you know, Roe versus Wade isn't the law of the land, and who cares if, you know, I was giving a talk today on the Great Awakening and George Whitefield, and like I told the students, I was at a homeschool co-op, and I was trying to really spur them to realize it was ingrained in our founding fathers that God's laws always, at all times and always, trump man's laws.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And man's laws are only valid, you know, as William Blackstone himself said, you know, the chief law commentator, he said, you know, Adam and Eve sinned, you know, he says that in his law books, and God gave us the Holy Scriptures because man's reason is messed up. The Holy Scriptures tell us how to live, and all man-made laws are to be based entirely on the Scriptures, and if a man-made law runs contrary to the Scriptures, it is of no validity and it's to be ignored.
Right.
And one of the things I think of when I was a boy, I remember my parents had 60 Minutes on, and they were interviewing a fellow, and I don't know his name now, I was a boy at the time, but he was one of the founders of the pornography industry in this country.
Okay, probably Hugh Hefner.
It might be, and you know, they asked him how was it when he was starting, I think back like in the 1940s or 1950s.
Yeah, it'd have been 50s, early 50s, yeah.
He said in the first town he was in, he'd go to a pornography store, and the people of the town got together and burned it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, when people don't like to hear talk like that, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's what we Christians need to be teaching the young people and the older people, and we need to be taking stands, and if it incurs burning a building to the ground, well, then so be it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things I have found interesting, being associated with the Mennonites and Amish, I will say this, it seems like their women are actually dressing, a lot of their women are dressing better today than they did in the 40s. I remember being at one of the Black Bumble Mennonite churches one time, and it was interesting. Some of the younger girls wearing their dresses full length, they actually had complained to the ministry about their grandmothers who were wearing their dresses a lot shorter.
Oh, really? Wow.
But I find that does tell me that among some young people, and I think of my wife here and all, there is a trend going back. I remember as a little boy when I was a teenager, my mother said to Dad once that I had rebelled the opposite way. Well, praise the Lord that I did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to teach the children, and we need to teach the young people, whether they're 15 or 40, you know, as they come to the Lord, and we need to take stands. We need to be willing to stand like Patrick Henry and them, and if people have a problem with it, then they can go jump in the lake. Here's my wife again.
I think that it is very important for Christians to realize that even though they may think they're in the minority, you know, the Lord can work through the minority, and really we're not the minority. It's just a lot of Christians don't speak out.
Right, and you're absolutely right. But like you said, though, I mean, look at Gideon, you know, look at Gideon.
Mm-hmm.
His army was finally whittled down to 300 men, and because God wanted to receive the glory, and not Gideon get the glory when the victory was won, but God would get the victory. But yeah, the media is consistently downplaying or ignoring the fact that there are more conservatives in this nation. I'm not necessarily Christian, as you found it with the petition drive. You got more those of conservative leanings to sign your petition than you were able to get churches involved. But the media wants to downplay all that. But we definitely need to ignore that and realize that God can use anyone. You know, God used those who signed your petition to get Walmart to change their ways.
Yes, and that's something I think that a lot of people, they think, oh, well, if I say something, you know, nothing's going to happen. Well, I would encourage, you know, people to, if you see something, you know, like those displays out and about or, you know, anywhere or anything that goes against the Word of God or the Constitution or whatever, you know, speak out about it. You would be surprised what just, you know, speaking out would be. And you know, don't be afraid of the uppers, you know, like we think about Walmart, you know, they're one of the largest, you know,
I think it's the largest department store in the world. That's all. You know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. And you think, you know, well, saying that, what's that going to do for me?
Uh-huh.
You know, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know,
are they going to sue me or something? And look at all the corporate lawyers they have, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You
know, so you have all those worries, but I would just encourage, you know, Christians out there to just, you know, speak up whenever you see something like that, because you would be surprised. The Lord can use just one person.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To cause something to happen.
And the interesting thing is it did not just happen overnight. It took about approximately a year.
It did. I think it did from start to finish.
Yeah.
I think it took us about a year to see the results.
Okay.
But it was definitely worth the wait.
Yeah, and the persistence was also a part of that. You did not back away. You continue to approach management, continue with the whole effort, and that's a key thing too.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you both for being on and for your success there and for showing your appreciation to the Walmart management in their decision to remove those offensive images. I think that was also key to show your appreciation for their effort. So that was very good. And I do encourage our listeners to check your local Walmart or whatever department store. And although Walmart's supposed to be family friendly, you know, and I'm hoping that in recent decisions in Lebanon County and beyond, that they are getting back to their roots of being really family friendly. But Jack and Kendra, I want to thank you for being with us, and I really appreciate your efforts there. You guys take care.
You're very welcome. And I add one other thing real quick,
okay.
Diane.
Okay.
Well, back to the Mennonite store, just a quick notion on there. To my knowledge, we were just among a handful of people that complained to them. And even though the manager refused, he got real mad at us and was mean to us, I was able to talk to a bishop in his church, and guess what? They did get removed.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good.
But so, it was actually a harder fight with the Mennonites.
Yeah, with Walmart. And actually, in that case, the church got involved and took.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was good news. So the Mennonite store has cleaned up their act too.
Yes, yep, so praise the Lord for that. Very much that one man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Hey, you guys take care.
Yep, have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.